In the 1980s, a lot of U.S. manufacturing went overseas, where labor costs were cheaper. Quality was near, if not equal to, what could be produced at home. 2 decades later, some U.S. businesses are realizing that they can save money by transferring their services abroad, too. The multi-billion dollar call center industry, or customer response service, is one example. The next time you call your credit card company to ask about your bill, the person on the other end may be half a world away. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Bangalore, India.
Call Center College, good morning. The course? Yes. Do you understand how call centers operate, sir?
In the past few years, the call center business has taken off in India as U.S. firms outsource their customer service operations, and the business of training people for jobs in the industry has taken off, too. The college's managing director, Anish Nair, says firms such as his are having trouble coming up with enough people to keep the call centers happy.
The ratio of demand over supply is very high because call centers are ramping up, they're getting new contracts, they're getting new clients on board, and they want a lot of people. And it's a very tight situation at this point in time to get the required profile, the required numbers of the people who fit the bill.
S.V. Ramachandran is general manager of India's National Association of Software and Service Companies, or NASSCOM, an industry lobbying group.
As of now, there are 15,000 people who are being employed in call center activities, and this number is likely to increase to almost 200,000 by year 2008.
Ramachandran estimates call service revenue in India this year at a cool $1 billion. He expects that figure to reach $5 billion by 2008. Prakash Gurbakhsani is CEO of 247customer.com, a year-old state-of-the-art call center in Bangalore. His clients include a major U.S. financial institution and a major telecommunications company. Non-disclosure agreements, he says, prevent him from identifying his publicity-shy clients. Gurbakhsani says it's no surprise foreign firms are shifting their call center business here.
India has the largest pool of English-speaking people outside of U.S. who are highly skilled and who are available at far, far more competitive prices than they would be available in some other countries.
An entry-level customer service representative here earns roughly $3,000 a year, a good salary by local standards, and turnover is low compared to the U.S. But some U.S. firms don't necessarily want their customers to know their call has been outsourced overseas, so those involved in the industry here take steps to increase the odds they won't.
Bhaskar, what is intonation?
How we pronunciation.
Intonation is a rhythm of speech. It's a way you dance with your voice.
At Bangalore's call center college, Anish Nair explains intonation patterns to a class of would-be customer service reps.
I can be monotonous, I can be monotone, I can be straight and sound boring. If I say intonation works on a sentence or a phrase, you need to add more music into the way you talk. But you need to add more inflection.
The 7-week phonetics course is part of what those in the industry euphemistically call neutralizing the existing accent. In plain English, that means they want the students to sound more American. There is also a class at the college on Americanisms. Subjects include shopping at the mall, sports, and popular holiday destinations. Students are also encouraged to watch CNN and American movies to keep current on American culture. All this, says one student, Anita, is taught with one goal in mind.
It basically makes the customer feel more comfortable if he knows he's talking to his own countryman rather than, you know, an Indian sitting far away. I mean, I'm not too sure how much America thinks of India, but I've heard people still thinking that India is a land of jungles and snakes, whereas it's not.
But it is a land of quick studies.
Customer service, this is Chris. I may assist you.
In this demonstration, call centers won't permit actual transactions to be recorded. Chris Anand of 247customer.com in Bangalore plays the service rep. A colleague who calls himself Curtis plays the customer.
I've lost my card. What can I do about it, man?
Sir, you have two options. You can either change the PIN on that card or you can cancel your card and we'll have a new one sent to you.
Chris and Curtis are both in their early 20s. Both have been with 24/7 for about 6 months now. They each take between 100 and 150 calls a day, depending on their shift, and both say, with pride, that none of their customers have caught on to the fact they are not Americans. Chris, minus the American accent, says it's not about deception, but efficiency.
If I talk to you in an Indian accent, okay, you're probably going to miss words that I'm saying, and that would affect the call. And we just do the accent part so that they understand what we're saying, so that they get what they're calling for and we get our business.
But there are a few people here who find the whole call center culture disturbing. An example of the downside of globalization and what some see as U.S. cultural hegemony. Author and social activist Arundhati Roy.
The problem I have is that they have to pretend that they are not Indians. They have to speak with American accents. And that is a form of cultural abasement. Why would you want to pretend that you're somebody else because you're not good enough to be what you are? That's the problem.
When you are in business, the bottom line is business, how to make money.
S.V. Ramachandran of the National Association of Software and Service Companies says that in the new global marketplace, adaptability is the name of the game, which is why Indian call centers have acquired a significant share of the British call center market as well.
Whether you have to wear U.S. dress or a British dress or U.S. accent or a British accent, this is all part of the game. And this is a bottom line for a business to survive. We are not losing our Indianness. In fact, we are projecting our Indianness. We are adept at everything. We can pick up everything. There is nothing wrong in that.
And to the U.S. and British companies that have shifted their call center operations to India, nothing wrong with the 20% to 40% they are saving each year having done so. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangalore.